Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you tonight for your goodness, for your kindness, and for your grace towards us. We just thank you, O God, for all that you've done for us to bring us to this particular moment in time. You saw it before the worlds were even formed, and you ordained what was to take place. We ask, God, you bring us into alignment with that agenda. Not our will, but, O God, your will. Not our plans, O God, but your plan for this hour. Let us be productive, O God, in the heavens, in the earth, O God, even the realm of the spirit, O God. Move by your might, move by your power, O God, in our midst tonight. May we see something that we have never seen before. May we understand things we have never understood before. Reveal, O God, that which you purpose to reveal in this hour. We know that as we come in prayer, God, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we do not come in our own righteousness, O God, but we stand in His. And Father, as you have made us kings and priests, we are not coming empty-handed, but we are coming by the way of the blood of Jesus. And we say, O God, tonight, hear our prayer and attend to our supplication. We thank you, God, for every man and every woman that's going to be on the prayer line tonight. Even for those who hear, that will hear, O God, via technology, we just thank you for their lives, O God, and that as they pray, something is going to happen. As they call upon your name, God, you are going to step in the midst of the situation. You are going to change things. You're going to bring that expected end that you ordained for their lives, O God. You are going to release it. We thank you, O God, that there is nothing that is hard for you to do, even in their lives. You are opening doors that no man can shut, and you are shutting doors that no man can open. You are positioning them, O God, for greatness and relevance to your kingdom. You are opening up their ears to hear. You are releasing the spirit of wisdom upon them. There is a greater measure of understanding that is coming upon their hearts and their minds, a capacity to believe what God has ordained. The capacity to receive revelation, to receive insight and foresight. We thank you, O God, for the challenges that they've had to endure, how you have been making sure that those challenges are working together for their good, how those challenges are perfecting, O God, faith in them, establishing them in you according to your plans and your purposes. We thank you for their families. We declare that they are blessed in their coming and they are blessed in their going. We declare that, O God, every promise you have made upon them, O God, is yes and amen. That whatsoever they set their hands to do, God, will not fail, but it is going to succeed. Whatever you have ordained for their lives, O God, it is going to be exactly as you have ordained it to be. We thank you, O God, for stepping in the midst of their finances, for financial breakthroughs, financial deliverances, O God, that you are writing, O God. We thank you for the unexpected blessings that you are releasing upon them, O God, how you are commanding your angels to go to the four corners of the earth, O God, and bring to their lives whatsoever they need for this season. We thank you, O God, that you have released healing upon them. You have released the spirit of restoration upon them. You have mended their broken hearts, O God, and you have restored, O God, that which the enemy has stolen. You have made a way for them where there seemed to be no way. You have answered their prayer, O God, not because they have earned it, but because you are full of grace and you are full of mercy. We thank you, O God, for the anointing that is upon their lives, for the giftings you bestowed upon them. We thank you, O God, for the call that you've given upon them, O God, and for how you've set resources in order for them to be able to fulfill the assignment, the purpose, and the destiny that you laid out for them. We thank you, O God, for all this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, as you move tonight, move upon their hearts and move upon their lives, that they are going to be positioned, O God, not only to be beneficiaries of the kingdom of God, but they are going to be, O God, benefactors, O God, of the plans that heaven has made in the earth. That which, O God, you desire to do, you have sought for men that are going to be in power to do. We say, God, by your grace and your mercy, God, give them that wisdom, that sense of urgency to be able to say, yes, oh God, you can use anything in this season. You can use me. And God, as they answer that call, let things begin to change radically in their lives for the better. Let things begin to move, oh God, to a higher level of excellence, a higher level of workmanship, oh God, for your praise and for your glory. In the midnight hour, God, when they call upon your name, intervene in every situation. Bring deliverance, bring breakthrough, bring salvation upon their homes, because God, you have favored them. Properties that they need, release into their hands, because you have, God, you have favored them. I pray that, oh God, where they are right now, where they are right now, they may not be seeing the light, but God, you are in the midst of it all, and you are working things behind the scenes. And at the appointed time, there's going to be great joy. There's going to be great shouting because of the marvelous things that you have done. No man can ever do what you are about to do, oh God. It is in the God class that you are about to release in their lives. Father, unexpected miracles coming into their lives, oh God. You are still a miracle working God. You are still a wonder, and you still work wonders in our midst, oh God. In the place where they are down, let your spirit go and raise them up. Where they are discouraged, God, let your spirit go and minister unto them, oh God, that courage, that strength and happiness and joy may be released over them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. Your word says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them from them all. Father, they are suffering afflictions, but God, you will deliver. You will bring finality and an end to the matter. And Father, we just thank you that your word clearly defines and declares that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And your word says, oh God, any tongue that rises up against them in judgment, we shall condemn. We release, oh God, the effect of that word. And we say, oh God, every tongue that rises up to condemn us, oh God, you have already judged. And Father, you have not given it power to prevail over us, O God, for there is only but one word that you have exalted even above your name, and that is not the word of men, not the word of angels, not the words of spirits, but it is the word of God that you have exalted above all. Therefore, there is no other word that is authority over our lives to shape and to govern what happens, but the word of a living God. Move, O God, tonight according to your word. Move, O God. Raise up a defense, a protection, a hedge of protection around them, O God, that your word may not be violated, O God, when you say no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Your word, O God, goes on further to declare that if you are with us, O God, and you are for us, O God, who can be against us? You are the God of war. You are the God who sees all things, the God who knows all things. And God, when you begin to act and you clothe yourself in the garments of war, victory is established. Father, tonight we declare that over their lives there is a banner that is being raised up, the banner that says Jehovah Nissi, the banner that says God is victorious. Let victory be established now, God, when they wake up in the morning. Let this be the song that is in their spirit. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. That God, right now the situation may not seem to be going their way, but God, we release that word now. Victory is theirs in the name of Jesus, oh God. No matter how complex it might seem, we superimpose this word. Victory is ours in the name of Jesus, oh God, for you have never lost a battle from the beginning of the books of Genesis, the end of the book of Revelation, in this dispensation of man. You have never lost a battle, O God, from everlasting to everlasting. Therefore, God, with all boldness, we stand up and we declare victory is theirs, because the God of war is fighting on their behalf. God, like you did in the wilderness, like in the days when the Amalekites attacked the nation of Israel, you raised up a prophet, O God, to stand in intercession as Moses, O God, and they prevailed. field. We declare that tonight we stand, O God, in the place of intercession. We raise up our hands, O God, tonight, and we say, let the battle tide turn now in their favor for your praise and for your glory. Father, where the enemy has desired to strike a blow to bring death, we speak life now in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy has said there is going to be sickness, we speak divine healing and health in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy has said there is going to be discontentment and discord, we speak harmony, peace, and unity in the name of Jesus. God, where the enemy has breached walls, we declare that God, your Spirit will repair and restore every breached wall. Therefore, Holy Spirit, go and intervene. Every wall that has been broken, that is a wall of defense, let it be raised up now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that the enemy will not find an entry point into their lives because the guards are on duty. We ask, oh God, the angels that you have set over them, oh God, to begin engaging our adversary, oh God, as Michael did on that day, oh God. We pray that Gabriel was able to come and deliver the answer to Daniel because Michael intervened. We say now, oh God, tonight let the angels war on our behalf. Let the angels prevail on our behalf. And as we sleep, oh God, the angelic war, oh God, and the battle that is raging, we are victorious because the angels of God will always prevail. Let them be strengthened now by the hand of the Almighty God to be able to do what needs to be done for the praise and for the glory of our Father in heaven. And Father, your word declares that when the enemy comes in like a flood, your Spirit is going to raise up a standard, oh God, a standard that's going to be raised up against him, oh God. Tonight we say, let the standard, oh God, go up high in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will not have his way. His agenda will not prevail. His plans and his purposes are going to fall to the ground in the name that is above any other name. Father, any satanic womb that is conceiving ideas to bring death and destruction in division and chaos in our lives, we command abortion to come over it, oh God. Let them miscarry, for the name of our Lord is highly exalted and God will prevail. God, those systems that have been birthed, oh God, that must be sustained. You said you give them dry breasts, oh God, that they will not be able to be sustained. Father, any thought, any idea that has been birthed, oh God, for our destruction, we reject, oh God, its sustenance now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we deprive every feeding system that has been set, oh God, to facilitate the growth and establishment of that diabolical plan and agenda. We command it now to fall to the ground in the name of Jesus, oh God, that no man will open up his heart to receive such a diabolical plan and be an agent for it. We declare that, God, it has no right, it has no power, it has no authority to operate in this realm of our lives, oh God, for we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, oh God, and the efficacy of that blood has not changed. It's still able to pay every sin debt in the name of Jesus, oh God. It's still able to cleanse us. It's still able to cleanse the seat of our conscience, oh God. Therefore we say, oh God, let the word of God be raised up against our adversary to say that our God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. What our God promised us to be shall be in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have to get into a place where you understand that your God is powerful. Somebody just say powerful, because you need to hear. Your God is powerful. I'm going to say it again. Your God is powerful. In fact, our Lord and Savior made this declaration: all power in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. That means all the dunamis power, that means all the legal authority and its associated instruments have been given to our Lord and Savior. When he speaks a word, his word has to prevail, because it is the governing authority that is speaking those words. Thus, therefore, O God, your word that you have said has power is not going to be brought low and brought to shame by our adversary. The word that you have sent to prosper us, O God, in this season, that word is going to prosper us. That word, O God, that you have sent to strengthen us, O God, right now, that word is strengthening us. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I, as we're praying, I just heard the Spirit say, tell somebody, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm going to say it again. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I've said all that just to let you know that the enemy has been trying to keep you in a night season, but God says, my word says, weeping may endure for a night. That means a weeping has a season. If you read Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, it will tell you, to each and everything under the sun, there is a season and there is a time, but nothing is allowed to run out of its season and out of its time. Therefore, your weeping, your season of affliction had a beginning. Therefore, your season of affliction that is in time is going to have an end. Therefore, right now, we make a declaration and a decree upon your life. The word of God is going to break out and break through on your behalf. Where the enemy has said, I am going to conquer and bring death, the word of God is going to prevail and bring life in that area. The word of God makes it clear to us that we overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I want to say that there is somebody who is about to receive a testimony. There is somebody who is about to receive a life altering encounter that God is releasing. Your life is literally going to change in the next 48 hours for the better. Somebody say hallelujah. 48 hours for the better. God says, not by might nor by power, God is able. Ephesians 3, I love that verse number 20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, be glory forever. Amen. That's how the apostle put it. But I want to let you know that your God will see to it that his word prevails. Your God will see to it that the word that God has spoken over you is not going to be defeated, is not going to be denied, but that word is going to be fulfilled in the season where he says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He is saying that the season of mourning is over. The season of crying yourself to sleep at night is over. The season of you crying because you don't know what tomorrow holds, it's over. The season of you lying in your bed in pain because it is a night season, God is saying that season is over. You are in a place where you've been living your life and you have been overlooked. God is saying that season is over. This is a new season. This is a new day. Things that were holding you bound are beginning to break, and God is about to release a new level of wisdom, a new level of understanding. Somebody just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I can just tell you what I heard in the spirit for somebody, all I want to let you know is that God is about to unveil your true value. God is about to reveal your true value. That means now, as God is revealing your true value, where you have been working, they have been paying you according to their perspective of your value, but it's about to change. God has put a higher premium on you. God has put a higher premium on your gift. God has put a higher premium on the anointing upon your life. And God is saying those things are going to take you into the new season of your life. Somebody say hallelujah. Into the new season of your life. I just want somebody to know that you have been crying, but your crying has been heard. You have been in tears. Your tears have been gathered. And now this is the season where you are going to see God begin to respond to all your cries. God is going to begin responding to all your tears, because God is saying the season has changed. This is a new season. This is a new day. Something is about to change in your life, and it is for the better. And because something is about to change, can I just tell somebody here, God does not need the permission of your friends to change your life. God does not need the permission of your spiritual advisors to change your life. God does not need approval from those that are around you to change your life. All you have to do is say, here am I, O Lord, have your way in me and have your way through me. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm just telling you, I'm seeing gifts that are wrapped. I'm seeing gifts that are wrapped. And I know that we are way, 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 way far removed from Christmas. But God is saying there are gifts that are wrapped, gifts that are being delivered. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel something moving right now, that gifts are being delivered. Some of you are going to receive gifts, and the gifts you are receiving are gifts of your deliverance, are gifts of your breakthrough, are gifts of your acceleration, are gifts of your elevation. I can see the gifts coming. I can see the presence coming. And God is saying, do not judge a gift by its wrapping. Anybody hearing me? Don't judge a gift by the cover that is around the gift. Because God, if God can use a donkey to serve a prophet, God can use anything. God doesn't have to give you a fancy wrapping for your gift. He can put it in a vanilla paper. He can put it in a khaki paper. He can put it in whatever paper, but it's going to come to your door. It's going to be knocking on your door. And the word of God emphatically declares, every good and perfect gift is from the Father above. That means whatever is coming, no matter what wrapping it is in, it's a good gift. It's coming from God. It's a good gift. It's coming from God. And when I speak about the gifts that are coming, that are being wrapped up, I am not making just an inference or a reference to spiritual gifts, but there are other things that are being released. There is joy that is coming. Somebody say hallelujah. There is favor that is coming, being bestowed on somebody. In the name, there are different gifts I'm seeing. The works of your hands are going to be prospered. You are going to be able to produce double the capacity, because the favor of God is being bestowed upon you. Somebody say hallelujah. It's coming. 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 I see you standing in a place where you never thought you would walk, but God says, I have ordained a place for you to walk in that area. You are going to walk in that area. There are some places you never wanted to be, because they are always belittling you, but it's about to change. They are always looking down on you, but it's about to change. Somebody say hallelujah. It's changing. It's changing. It's changing. It's changing. And this is, as it is changing, as it is changing, it is changing for the better. And the affliction that you have been going through has a time limit, and that affliction is coming to an end. There is a reward that is being released by God for what you have been through and what you have had to endure. I declare that this is a season. Can I just tell you what word it is I feel in my spirit? This is a season of exceptional favor. A season of exceptional favor. That's the word I hear. Exceptional favor. I'm going to say it again. Exceptional favor. Maybe because I need to hear it. It's a season of exceptional favor. That means there is a level of favor that men may favor you, but there is another level of favor that when you are favored by God, and nothing else matters, nothing else stands in the way. God is going to have his way through you, and God is going to establish you through him having his way in you. It's a season of exceptional favor. When you submit your business bids, it's going to be a season of exceptional favor. When you are chasing those business contracts, it's going to be a season of exceptional favor. Somebody say hallelujah. Exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. You see, when I speak about exceptional favor, they don't even have to look at how much you are asking for. They are going to pay you more than what you are worth because of exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. You are going to see little things begin to manifest to confirm to you that the favor of God has landed upon you. There are going to be unexpected blessings that are coming your way because the favor is going to rest on you. There is a level of joy that is uncommon that is going to come upon you because God has favored you. There is a rejoicing, a spirit of joy and praise that is going to come upon you because God has said there is exceptional favor that is coming your way. You are not going to be bypassed for that promotion because exceptional favor is on you. Somebody say hallelujah. Exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. Exceptional favor because of what God is releasing. That means your prayers are going to be answered instantly and quickly because of the favor of God that is upon you. That business you have been struggling with, it's about to balloon. It's about to enlarge. It's about to increase because of exceptional favor. Some clients were coming and walking out without doing any business with you, but now it's a season of exceptional favor. There is no one who is going to walk in your shop and cancel their order because exceptional favor is on you. You are going to be able to manifest the dream that you have been dreaming because exceptional favor is on you. Can I just tell somebody here? You see, you have to understand in the day of exceptional favor, it say that the queen Esther, she had prepared herself for whatever was going to happen. Anybody hearing me? But it was a season of exceptional favor that the king did not cast her out but extended the scepter. It's a season of exceptional favor that is coming upon you. I hear the words of Bishop T.D. Jakes when he declared that favor ain't fair. This is not about fairness, but this is about favor. Some may say you are not qualified, but God says my favor is going to make the difference. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody here tonight, I see a blessing. I see a purse landing in your life that is going to be gold laced. It's coming upon your life. Favor, 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 exceptional favor. What God is about to land in your hands is incorruptible. It does not diminish in value because of exceptional favor. Your ideas that were once rejected are going to be received because of exceptional favor. Somebody say hallelujah. That business plan that you had that was once rejected is going to be accepted because this is the season of exceptional favor. You say, I told you already, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming because of exceptional favor. God is, I'm telling you, exceptional favor. I want, because there is an exceptional
or favor coming upon you. I want to declare that men are going to do what they normally wouldn't do. Some of your bills are going to be fully paid before you even get there because of exceptional favor. People are just going to come and hand you things because of exceptional favor. Blessings are coming left, right, and center to you because of exceptional favor. I want to let you know that the enemy thought he had your marriage on the rocks, but God is saying there is a bounce back exceptional favor in the name of Jesus. God says, I will not allow your name to be brought down to shame. Therefore, I'm imparting favor on you in the name of Jesus. Somebody, just when you wake up in the morning, just be declaring, I walk in exceptional favor. That exceptional favor is literally supernatural favor. I hear Hezekiah Walker sing a song, God favored me. God favored me. Exceptional favor coming upon you because God has favored you. Not because you have earned it, not because you deserve it, but because God has favored you. From his sovereign will, he has made a sovereign decision that you are going to be bestowed with favor.
Somebody say hallelujah. And I just feel like I don't know where I'm going tonight, but I just know that somebody is looking for somebody to bless, and your name is rising to the fore because of exceptional favor. When somebody thinks of blessing somebody financially, your name is going to jump into their spirit because of exceptional favor in the name of Jesus. Little things are going to begin happening. Little things are going to begin happening. You are going to find things that you thought you had lost because of exceptional favor. You are going to find all I can just say is rejoice, 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 because your season of mourning is coming to an end. You have just entered into a season of exceptional favor. I want somebody here to understand tonight, I saw the eyes of the Lord going to and fro in the earth, looking for those that he might show himself mighty on their behalf, and the eyes of the Lord have landed on you. God is about to show you his might, is about to show you his power. How does God show you his might and his power? God is going to deliver you. Somebody say hallelujah. God is going to bless you beyond your expectation because God has literally favored you. In the name of Jesus, I say grace upon grace because God has favored you. All I just want to say tonight, exceptional favor. I want to say it again. Exceptional favor, exceptional favor, exceptional favor. In their coming and in their going, exceptional favor. From their rising into their setting to their sleeping, exceptional favor. God not only favor upon them individually, but God upon everything that you said you are going to perfect, everything that you said that concerns that you are perfecting, let there be exceptional favor. That means favor is going to overflow them from them, oh God, to their children's children, to their great-grandchildren, because of exceptional favor in the name of Jesus. Oh God, some are going to find employment because of exceptional favor. You may not be the one who is highly skilled, but God is saying you are easy to look upon the eyes. There is exceptional favor. You are going to get that job. It's what I feel in my spirit. You are literally going to get an on-the-job training. You don't have the experience, but they're going to value the way that you handle and you carry yourself. And there is going to be exceptional favor that is going to make the difference. In the Nava Sharia, you have been asking God for a promotion and you had almost given up, but now you are doing it in the season of exceptional favor. Somebody say hallelujah. A season.
Ah, kero ko brosa de pekeria ndorobosha de pede korombria da randere.
A season of exceptional favor.
That season is such an overwhelming season. It's an overwhelming season when God begins to bless you. Somebody say hallelujah. I just want to talk to somebody here. I know that you are far, but I just want to let you know that people are going to begin giving you clothing because of exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. Property is going to come into your hands because of exceptional favor. There are some things you have been desiring and you've been telling God, once I'm able to make enough money, I will buy that. And God is saying there's exceptional favor. Somebody bought it and they thought they were buying it for themselves, but they were buying it for you. Exceptional favor. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, your sons and your daughters are also going to experience what is happening in your life, what is happening under the roof of your house. There is a double favor, double grace that is coming, exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. In the name of Jesus, exceptional favor, exceptional favor. See, when God favors you, when God favors you, you're going to receive double of things. Double of things. Yeah. For some of you, people are going to pay your grocery bills before you check out. Exceptional favor. In the name of Jesus. Exceptional favor. And there are some deaths that are coming to be canceled in your life. Exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. Let me just give you an illustration of how exceptional favor works. Can I do that? How exceptional favor works. And I'm going to give you a very familiar passage of scripture. Remember the story of David. The story of David. See, Samuel was given instructions to go and anoint a king from the house of Jesse. It's because God favored the house of Jesse. Anybody hearing me? There was exceptional favor. Of all the tribes of Israel, God chose the house of Jesse to be the place where he's going to find a king. See what exceptional favor does. David wasn't even invited, but Samuel said, we are not going to sit until David comes in, because exceptional favor. Your adversaries think you're going to be at the back of the line, but favor is going to overtake. You are going to be in the front of the line. His word says, you know, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. There is a turnaround now because of exceptional favor that is being released upon you in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, if you want to apply for a job, this is a great season to get it done. If you want to submit that business plan, this is a season to get it done, because it is a season of exceptional favor. All I can say for you tonight, grace be upon grace, and upon grace, because God has favored you. Somebody say amen, amen, amen. I want to read some verses for you. I know that I haven't read any verses for you of late, but I want to read some verses for you, because I think what I've learned now is the word of God is the greatest. It is the greatest perfecting agent any man can ever find. It is the greatest perfecting agent that any man can ever find. This is what David said in the 54th verse of the book of Psalm. 54th verse of the book of Psalm. It was actually a compilation and contemplation of David. This is what it says. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them. But this is what it says, verse number 4. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off from your teeth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. Somebody say hallelujah. I'll praise the name of the Lord, for it is good. 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 In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It says, I will freely sacrifice to you. I'll praise your name, O Lord, for it is good.
for he has delivered me out of trouble. Anybody seeing that? He, the first stanza, he's asking for God, complaining actually, saying, save me, O God. See what I'm going through. See the affliction. And then he says, but God delivered me. God delivered me. Verse number 7. For he has delivered me out of trouble. Exceptional favor. Why would God send his son on earth and allow him to go fight the well where there was a crippled man? Skip of all the men that were there that were waiting for the waters to be troubled, and only go and heal one man. Exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. That's what's coming in your life. Somebody say amen. Exceptional favor. I really, really feel that word strongly in my spirit. Exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. Listen, this is not one of those hocus pocus things. I believe that God has released a word of exceptional favor. Exceptional favor. So if I were you, bear in mind the word of God says faith without works is dead. Begin to exercise your faith, and you are going to see a greater measure of favor being released upon you. Favor, 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 favor. It may not be fair because your enemy is thinking you ought not to be getting it. But when God has sanctioned it, it has nothing to do with being fair. Somebody say amen. It has nothing to do with being fair. It's just God who has sanctioned it. So I want to say tonight, thank you to God for bestowing upon us a measure of favor that we ourselves cannot earn. We can never have enough time to earn the favor that God is bestowing upon us. Not only upon us, but upon our sons and our daughters and everything that concerns us. Can I read for you another verse? I don't know. I feel that the Lord is perfect in all his ways. Psalm 138. I will read Psalm 138. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In that day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. Verse number 8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. The Lord is perfecting everything that concerns you. Why? Not because you've earned it, but because of exceptional favor in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Let me read one more verse, then I'm going to talk a few minutes here. I need to read one more verse for you. Let me just go. I'm going to find it in here. This is what in the book of Amos, the ninth chapter. Hallelujah.
I'm reading from the fifth verse. The Lord God of hosts, he who touches the earth and it melts, and all who dwell therein mourn. All of it shall swell like the river and subside like the river of Egypt, who builds his layers in the sky and is found that he strata in the earth, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. That's what I wanted to show you, that your God is so powerful. He's so powerful. Therefore, there's nothing that God cannot do. He's powerful. In other words, there's nothing that is hard for God to do. Why do you say so, Perkins? We're talking about exceptional favor. And you are thinking, but I am of a low estate. Where I am, I don't think even favor can break out and break through. What I'm just saying is, there is nothing that is hard for your God to do. Somebody say, nothing that is hard for your God to do. So rejoice greatly because of exceptional favor. Father, in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, we have prayed. We believe that you have heard our prayer. We thank you for the word of exceptional favor that you have released upon us, O God. Now, let that word now have expression and manifestation in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.